all part of adab and all part of akhlaq. Yesterday we did a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at the time of the battle of Uhud, when they were the martyrs there and he was putting them in the qabr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was finding out which one, two people were put into one qabr, which one of these two knew more Quran. And the one that knew, memorized more Quran, he was put first into the qabr and then the next person. In other words, even in that stage, after the person has passed away, this man had more ilm, so he deserves that extra respect of being put first into the qabr. And this is what you call refinement. And the person has got refinement in his temperament, refinement in his akhlaq, refinement in himself, then he will be so careful that this person, I should be showing him more respect. Why? Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with more Quran Sharif. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that extra respect in the battle of Uhud. So today also we do a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shown in a dream. So it was a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we know that the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in that also is wahi. That also is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith in Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أراني في المنام أتسوك بسواك فجاءني رجلان أحدهما أكبر من الآخر فناولت السواك الأصغر فقيل لي كبر فدفعته إلى الأكبر إلى الأكبر منهما رواه مسلم. حضرة عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I saw myself in a dream using a miswak. First thing we learn from here is that miswak is such something that was so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw himself using a miswak. So miswak is not something that we should take lightly, we should make it a point. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, this hadith is Musnad Ahmad, that as-salat allati yustaku alayha ala as-salati allati la yustaku alayha sab'ina marra ukama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That salat wherein miswak is made, in other words, at the time of making wudu, of just before salat, a person makes miswak, versus that salat where miswak wasn't made. The salat wherein miswak was made is 70 times more than that salat where miswak was. 70 times more. So under this, ulama explain why. It's because the person gave that extra ihtimam. He gave that extra respect to that salah. So because of that respect and that adab he has given for that salah, and he made that miswak, Allah Ta'ala appreciates that so much that he multiplies that salah 70 times more. So anyway, this something was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another hadith, he said that if I didn't fear becoming difficult on my ummat, la amartuhum bisiwak, I would have commanded them that they must use the miswak, something that was so important. Anyway, he says in this hadith that I saw myself in a dream using a miswak, and two people had come to me. Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a dream, he was using the miswak, and two people had come to him. One was older than the other. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this, he's explaining that I gave the miswak to the younger of the two. I took the miswak. But these people had great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam using a miswak, they would take it as a great honor that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given me his miswak to use. It's a great honor that I can use the miswak. Unfortunately today, we are so worried about using the next person's miswak, hygienic, not hygienic, etc. But these people had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa ta'ala had made him the purest and the greatest of all creation. So you can imagine what love they had for him. So anyway, Rasulullah took that as a gesture of courtesy, kindness. He took that miswak and he had given it to the smaller person. When he had given it to the smaller person, qila, faqila li kabbir, it was told to me, I was ordered, in other words, I was ordered, it was told to me, give it to the elder person. In other words, start with the elder person, start with the person that is bigger, don't give it to the smaller person first, out of respect. This person Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with more age, give it to him. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so I gave it to the elder of the two. Teaching us that in when there is a system in place, ulama explain, Muhallab rahmatullah alayhi says, and he explains this nicely, that when people are sitting in an not organized fashion, you know, those people all sitting together, it's not like in one circle, it's, you know, just everyone sitting randomly, then the right way to start any type of distribution, if you want to distribute giving something, the right way to do it is start with the eldest first. Kabir, start with the eldest. However, if people are sitting in an organized manner, in a circle, one next to each other, then the right way to do it is al-aiman fal-aiman, to start from the right hand side. From the right, move to the next person on the right, next person, next person, next person. So that is the way these things are done. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Our deen is so beautiful, so perfect, so nice. Everything is shown to us. How to distribute, how to give, how to behave, how to treat a person who's senior, a person who's an elder. Allah Ta'ala has given him virtue as far as ilm is concerned, as far as Quran is concerned. Everything is shown to us to such an extent that even going to the toilet itself, there are about 17 adab only for the toilet. That which direction we should face, how we should remove our pants, at which point it should be removed, etc. What to read, which foot to enter, which foot to leave, how to make istinja. All these things are shown to us. It shows us that we have got a very, very rich deen. So because this deen of ours is so rich and so beautiful, it is for us now to eat from it, appreciate, and try and take maximum. There was a friend, a person that was a white person that was quite interested in Islam, you know. So at that time he hadn't accepted Islam, but he mentioned that I went to visit my grandfather. My grandfather had passed away, so I had to go on with other family members. We went to Impangeni for the funeral. So when he had come back, because he was interested in Islam, just to get him thinking, I asked him that, what dua, what prayer did you make for your grandfather? He passed away. What prayer did you make? So he said, we all just observed 1 minute of silence. He said, that's the way we do it, 1 minute of silence. I thought to myself that how rich Islam is. That there's so much beauty in Islam. So many things are done for a person that passes away. Talqeen at the time when he's about to pass away, what to read for him. After he passes away, how he's shrouded, what to read at the time of Janaza Salah, what to read there even at the time of the Qabr, what to read when throwing the sand inside also is shown to us. So many things. People had nothing. Went so far, he said, we did 1 minute of silence and then we all just started feasting. Because we believe now that the dead person wants us to be happy. So we just started feasting and enjoying a meal. And then we came back from there. So that was it. That was the funeral. And Islam is so beautiful. One person sent me an article 2 days ago. Article is saying that because of load shedding, so many bodies in the mortuary are starting to rot. The bodies are starting to rot. Look at the beauty of Islam. If the person passes away, you leave everything. Don't put the body in the mortuary and at your convenience on a Saturday, everyone must gather. At the earliest time, everyone must leave whatever they got, or whoever can manage to leave what they got. Enough people can manage to leave what they've got. They must come and show respect to the body. Don't leave the body in some mortuary, then it starts rotting and other problems. And at your convenience, give that extra respect even to that mayyit. And here we see in this hadith, to what extent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave consideration to even the deceased. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.